Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Stephanie L. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Thursday, July 4th, 2024. And this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We are on page 29. We're reading the third full paragraph beginning with, "We hope no one will consider," through one paragraph ending with, "I must have this thing." We're going to finish up that last paragraph, and there is a solution today. And we're going to read and comment on that one paragraph this morning. Today's readers are Sherry Z reading the text, Kelly L reading page 164, and Kara L is our backup reader today. Our newcomer greeter is Alex K, and announcements, Leslie M. The reference ID number for yesterday, Wednesday, July 3rd, 2024, is 21,543, or 21543. And today's 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 21,545, or 21545. OA Preamble, Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Jan L. to please read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous.
Good morning. This is Jan L. in Florida, and these are the 12 steps. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrong. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive eaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you, and thank you all for your service.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Jan L., and I will now ask Bev M. to please read the 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous.
Hi, this is Bev M. from Wisconsin. Thanks for your service, Stephanie. The 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. I'll pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Beth M. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, and then we stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you please keep your sharing to the topic and the literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to remute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We are on page 29. We're reading that last full paragraph, beginning with, "We hope no one will consider," ending with, "I must have this thing." We are reading and commenting on just that one paragraph this morning. I will now ask Sherry Z to begin reading.
Thank you so much. Good morning, visionaries. I'm Sherry Z. I'm recovered in Malibu, California, and we are on page 29, last paragraph of There Is a Solution. We hope no one will consider these self-revealing accounts in bad taste. Our hope is that many alcoholic men and women desperately in need will see these pages, and we believe that it's only by fully disclosing ourselves and our problems that they will be persuaded to say, "Yes, I am one of them too. I must have this thing." So I love that this is the final words of their solution, because we started back on page 17 with, you know, we're just thousands of men and women who are just hopeless, and we're looking for a way to solve this problem. And we end with, you know what? Follow these directions. Are you desperate and in need? Check. Do you identify with these stories? And by the way, some of them you may perceive in bad taste, like, don't worry about it, but do you identify with anyone or anything? Third, do you believe that you could recover? Fourth, disclose yourself and your problems. And finally, realize, again, this is just an instruction booklet, and for so many years I read the Big Book like a novel. I didn't read it like a manual. And here it's saying, at the end of the day, on this day of independence, oh my God, I identify in. Yes, I am one of them too. And I wrote at the bottom, I thought I wanted to be thin, but what I really wanted was to be free. And the truth is, and my sponsor said it to me, how free do you want to be? And on Independence Day of all days, and I believe there are no coincidences in God's world, is literally today, how free do I want to be? Because in front of me is this instruction manual, and there is a solution. And I'll just say for the newcomer, I was in these rooms for many, many years, and it was so spotty. And for the last 2.5 years, there is true freedom, food neutrality, because I followed this book with a sponsor, and I sponsor, and I couldn't be more grateful. And I love Team Thursday, so I'm so excited for the month ahead. And that's all I have, and thank you so much, and I pass.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Sherry Z. Great way to get us started. So we're now going to open up the meeting for sharing. Although we value your experience, we ask that you please limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So if you shared on Tuesday or Wednesday on any vision meeting, please allow others the opportunity to share today. Please keep your share to 3 minutes to allow time for as many people as possible to share. I'll remind you when your time is up with the time. Finish up your sentence and to give us more time for others to share this morning. So I'm going to ask for anyone who wants to share to please give your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from.
Susan G, Los Angeles.
All
right. Roz G. Roz G, also Los Angeles.
I've got you, Roz.
Joan Marie, Nevada.
Okay, Joan Maria from Nevada.
Yes.
Jessica M., Michigan.
Hey, Jessica. Got ya.
Bessie O., Colorado.
Was that Bessie O.?
Bessie with a B and O.
Gotcha. And do we have anyone else who wants to get in?
Vicky T, Florida.
Was that Vicky T?
Yes.
Okay, got you, Vicky. Okay, well, we got a great lineup to get us started this morning. I've got Susan G, Roz G, Joan Marie M, Jessica M, Bessie O, Vicky T. We're going to start with Susan G, followed by Roz G.
Thank you, Stephanie. Good morning, everyone, and happy 4th of July. And thank you, Sherry, for getting us started. We have trudged for a couple of decades in these rooms together and how different our lives look today. You know, when I moved to America, actually 4th of July was my first holiday after I'd been here for a week. I had no idea what it was all about. And I didn't know that God had brought me here to find all of you. And it took me many, many moons and many 4th of Julys to realize that I was desperately in need. There was so much frothy emotional appeal. I live in Los Angeles. There's always something. There was always something new on the horizon. But I didn't realize that I had a hole inside of me that had nothing to do with my 250-pound body. I needed God to fill that hole. I was spiritually bankrupt. And I don't find these accounts in bad taste. I relate to them all. Eating out of the dustbin, people vomiting in rooms wherever they can find it, starving themselves. They may not have all been behaviors that I displayed, but I too was lost until I fully conceded to my innermost self that I am one of you too. I must have this thing. I have no regrets almost 25 years later. And like Bill told us, you know, back in his story, he said that all of this, it was revolutionary in these drastic proposals, but once I fully accepted them, the effect was electric. So on a day when there's going to be fireworks and everything else, I hope that you too find, you know, what I have and join us. And happy 4th of July, everybody. Thank you, Steph. I pass.
Thank you so much, Susan G. from California. Next, we've got Roz G., followed by John Marie M.
Okay, thank you so much. Good morning. This is Roz G., a covered compulsive overeater. Thank you, God, in Palmdale, which is Los Angeles County. And so, you know, just this morning, right before this meeting, I went through the four-step inventory of, like, the instructions of it with a new sponsee. And it is like, it reminds me of fully disclosing myself. I am so grateful for 12-step programs. I'm in a few of them. I'm not ashamed of that. And I'm in another one now. And I'll be cool. I mean, I'll be respectful to this meeting just to say I'm in another 12-step program, and I'm on step one. And I have learned that the more I disclose myself to a trusted sponsor, the better I get. I cherish people who I can trust, and I cherish that I can be trusted so that I can fully disclose myself and tell the truth, because I am only as sick as my secrets. And I get a much more full recovery and a much more rapid one, and not meaning that I'm in a hurry, but just, you know, a much more full and rapid recovery when I am honest and disclose myself of the issues that I have. So I'm so grateful. And that four-step inventory, it just goes through, you know, everything about me. Who am I resentful at? Why? And, you know, where am I at fault? You know, what could I have done instead? Those are great ways to disclose myself. And, you know, and how did I get here? Through people like you, through old timers, through people who came to my part of town. You know, years ago when I first came into the program, and 20 years ago, and everything was in person, people from the San Fernando Valley came up to the Antelope Valley to do a whole workshop on this, on OA. And I didn't know Jack Shire gave their time. They drove up here and they told us about themselves and they told us about this program. And although that was early recovery, I cherish that church. I cherish that room. I cherish those people. I don't know if they're still here or not, but they gave of themselves. I needed to have what they had. And I still, with today, with the special editions, with the birthday party, with people who come and speak to us from all over the world, I want what they have a recovered life, and they, you know, they're living a whole new existence from working these steps. I want what they have. So I just want to say that, I, you know, the way I talked and acted and everything I did was against spiritual principles. And today, with God's help, everything I do and I try to be is within the guidelines of spiritual principles. Thank you. I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Roz G. from California. Next, we've got Joan Marie, followed by Jessica.
Good morning, tribe. Glad to be a part of. Never felt a part of. This is Joan Marie M., recovered in Nevada by the grace and power and love of God. I give all credit to God, my higher power. And what stood out a lot in this paragraph, self-revealing, disclosing ourselves and our problems. So what I learned was honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness are the essentials of this program. If I don't have that, I will not have the freedom from the compulsion and the obsession of compulsive overeating. It's essential. And God did for me what I could never do for myself. And for me, it's a conscious contact with God all through the day. How do you see this person? What do you want me to say? Pray, and when I pause and think about it, I pray first. God, you know people's hearts. I don't. And so, and then the desperately in need, I was so desperate. I could not stop. And I'm so grateful to be on this line celebrating freedom, 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 freedom. Neutrality around food. What a beautiful, marvelous program we have. And you guys are awesome. Your shares are so meaningful, and they hit the mark every time. So God bless everybody. And with that, I'll pass.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Joe Marie, and from Nevada. Jessica, you're up next, followed by Bessie O.
All right, thanks, everyone. Jessica M. from Michigan. I'm grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. Happy 4th, everyone. Oh, I liked this paragraph. I think what jumped out at me was the idea of humility and honesty. Only by fully disclosing ourselves and our problems will others be persuaded to say, I'm one of them too, I must have this thing. And that's really the doorway to freedom is, you know, I have to acknowledge that I had to really do a lot of step one work, both initially and when I came out of my relapse recently, to say, yeah, I really do have this to a depth and to a degree that is, as the big book says here. But if I try to hide that, if I try to minimize that, if my pride takes over and I try to say, oh, it wasn't that bad, or, oh, I've never had that experience, I haven't really done that when I have with food, as I did in my relapse, then other people aren't going, not only will I not be helped, but other people won't be helped. It's really when we identify with what we hear that we come into program and have that first taste of the possibility of freedom. You know, I remember that when I first came into my very first meeting, hearing people talk about themselves, their problems with food, the things they did with food, the things they thought about, the thoughts and actions they had, and thinking, oh my gosh, I'm not the only person who does this. I'm not alone. And then having that wonderful like rush of hope, because I could see people who had my experience as hopeless as I had been, who were recovered and who had what I wanted, had this peace, this serenity, this joy. Not to say the least of which was their weight loss, but they had this transformation that I desperately wanted. And so I just this line that, you know, we really, the honesty, the humility where we talk about, you know, ourselves, who we are, warts and all, you know, that's that doorway to freedom that, you know, is just really so miraculous. Really grateful for that today, like say on the 4th of July, to think about the freedom I have now from compulsive eating. The obsession is gone. The obsession with weight, it's just gone. It's just completely gone. And I'm so grateful that we have this instruction manual, you know, to keep it gone, to keep me close to God and connected. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Jessica M. from Michigan. Next, we've got Bessie O., followed by Vicki T.
Good morning. This is Bessie O. from Colorado, recovered compulsive overeater. Thank you, Stephanie, for leading, and happy 4th of July Independence Day. I wanted to share. I felt moved to share one of the things that this passage makes me think of or consider is what are my motivations and what is driving me to share, to speak, to disclose things that are very true, very deep, powerful, sometimes scary, even disturbing, you know. And it, what this points out is to me is that just to take a look at what's motivating me, what's driving me. Because I heard someone on the earlier meeting just share about this idea of emotional incontinence, or, you know, just things leaking out, you know, all over the place with the motivation to get validation, to get support, to get love. But, you know, as recovered men and women, we disclose ourselves for the purpose of helping someone who's desperately in need. Mm-hmm. And if that's what's behind, you know, my words, my shares, then the idea is planting seeds rather than like, I want my harvest, you know? And I think that that is what I'm being nudged today, you know, to focus on. And sometimes it means being quiet and just listening, but it's very purposeful, you know? And that's what drew me into this program. Someone says, yes, I am one of them too. I must have this thing. So when I heard just people's shares that were reasonable, they were, I don't want to say reasonable, but, you know, just honest and purposeful. I could hear recovery and see recovery. And that is what made me think, yes, I want this thing that someone else has. But I also spent a lot of time not quite ready. And that's where it comes, you know, like planting seeds. And I just had the privilege of interacting with someone who's just completely new, just like completely new to OA, which to me is very rare. And I felt some disappointment. I felt some disappointment because I wanted a particular outcome. And I read this passage, and it just gives me, it redirects me, you know, to what's my purpose today. My purpose today is to.
Let's see, that's time.
Oh, okay. I'm rambling. So good timing. Thank you. I'll pass.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And next we have Vicki T. from Florida.
Good morning, Stephanie and my fellows. This is Vicki T. from Florida. Recovered gratefully. I love this passage. What's coming up for me is I feel for me that there's like two different sects, the way I speak, it's not S-E-X, it's S-E-C-T-S, sects of OA. And the OA that I came into, I definitely identified with the problem. It was like, oh, wow, okay, yeah, this is where I can come. But I didn't identify with the solution, because the solution in those days was, or maybe this was the solution and I just didn't see it or hear it or get it, but the solution was the tools and the disciplines, which are great. And I think for somebody that has issues with food but is not the real, they can really follow that and get what is recovered for them. But for me, it worked until it didn't work. And I never, even though the word God is like everywhere in the book, and the word honesty is everywhere in the book, I somehow missed it. And now coming in just recently in this new sect of OA, and maybe it's not, maybe I'm just seeing it as different sects, but this is a different language to me. The language that is spoken in the meetings that I go to is a whole different thing. Like making God the hero of your story. Like what is that? What does that even mean? Somebody shared on a meeting the other day, and don't give me credit because it's a fabulous statement, but she said, if you're reading the big book like a bedtime story, there's a problem. And I just was like, wow, that is so powerful, because this book is a blueprint for living. And the ability for me to be able to work this program in a completely different way, identify with the problem, but identify with this solution of God, and being able to have the relationship with God, to have the neutrality. My spiritual realm right now, where I'm in, where it's spiritual, and also, I always thought it was progress, not perfection, by the way. I never saw the word spiritual, or I just ignored it. My spiritual progress right now is about the pause. I struggle with the pause. I joke around. I say my pause button, it went out to get fixed, and it's on the slow boat back from China. But I'm really partnering with God and asking him in and inviting him in to situations where I'm.
Oh, couldn't hear that last part. I think you said that was time, and actually perfect timing, Vicki, because that was time. So thank you so much, Vicki P. from Florida. And before I get another lineup, if you're just joining us, let me fill you in on where we're at. We are on the last page of There is a Solution, the last page and last paragraph, page 29 in the big book. We read that last paragraph beginning with, "We hope no one will consider," ending with, "I must have this thing." And we read that one paragraph and we're sharing on that this morning. And if you haven't shared in the last couple days, please share with us today. So if you shared on Tuesday or Wednesday at any vision meeting, please give others the opportunity to share today. If you would like to share on this paragraph, please give us your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from. Who would like to share?
Nessie LJ.
Abby D.
Liz E, UK.
I got you, Liz E. The first person, I didn't catch your name.
Nancy LJ.
Gotcha, Nancy LJ. And where are you calling from?
Thank you. California.
All righty, got ya. And who was after Nancy?
Abby D from Michigan.
All right, Abby, good morning. Gotcha. Okay. And who else would like to share?
Vanessa, New Mexico.
And that was Vanessa. What was your last initial?
G is in, I don't know, good.
All right, from New Mexico. All right.
Matt J.F.
Anyone else?
And I think Liz E. from the UK also chimed in.
Yeah, I've got Liz. I heard Liz was the first one. Well, I heard her voice over everybody else's. Yeah, gotcha. And Matt, what was your last initial?
JF, like Joint Fellowship, Illinois.
All right, Matt, I've gotcha. Anyone else on this lineup?
Judith Bruce B. Judith B. from the UK.
Judith B. from the UK? Okay. We'll see if we get to you, Judith. This might take us to the end. What I've got is Nancy LJ, Abby D, Liz E, Vanessa G, Matt JF, and Judith B. And we'll start with Nancy LJ, followed by Abby D.
Good morning. Thank you, Stephanie. Good morning, everyone. Nancy LJ in California, gratefully recovered. So grateful. And this paragraph reminded me of a sponsor telling me, actually, not too long ago, she's a double winner in another program for years and years and years. And she said, you know, Nancy, we are lucky to find this. We are blessed. This is unusual. And it's true. I remember just being in the food and just in such a dark time. And I remember, I think I heard of OA and I just thought it was some silly, you know, play on words or whatever, just like all the other Weight Watchers and Tops and, you know, just another thing, another diet. I want to say accident, but I don't think it was. I think it was my higher power, but I found it just because out of just desperation, I was given that gift. My higher power knew that I needed a little deeper help than some. And I hit a very, very deep bottom, and I went on a computer and I searched Can't Stop Eating. And a treatment program popped up that was walking distance from my house, and the rest is beautiful history. I found OA and really engaged in the program. But happy 4th of July. Happy freedom, everybody. And, you know, I just love my life today. What a thing. What a thing. Where 15 years ago I hated my life, I hated myself, I hated my existence. I didn't want to be here anymore. And I was just miserable. Today I love my life and I'm so grateful for my freedom and the freedom of, I have a family party later and I'm not worried about the food. I'm not worried about hovering over the appetizer table like a shark. I'm not thinking about what is this going to be? What is that going to be? Or, you know, trying to restrict and saying, I'm not going to do it today. I'm not going to do it today, by golly. And of course, I know there's a thread in me that knows I'm going to do it. because I'm not missing out on that. You know, it's 4th of July. You know, it's all those flip-flopping feelings that I used to have. But today, I always put my hand up first, like a little kid. I'll bring the green salad, you know, and I'm going to make a beautiful presentation with that. And I'm going to enjoy the family, and I'm going to enjoy helping with dishes and watching the children laugh and giggle and look at their fireworks. And I'm going to just enjoy life. What a blessing. What a blessing this program has been in my life. And I honestly, you know, I'm 65 and I come in here in these
Nancy,
rooms.
Nancy, that's kind.
Thank you. Yeah, with that, I'll pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nancy LJ from California. Next up, Abby D, followed by Liz E.
Hello, everyone. My name's Abby D. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater, bulimic in Michigan. Happy Independence Day to everybody. I saw someone say this morning on Facebook, actually, united we stand, divided we fall. And it reminded me of like our program about how I need to stay in the center of the herd and, you know, hop on to the meetings and, you know, go to the same seat, like be with my people. And and this paragraph, it says, you know, desperately in need stands out to me because, like, I'm desperate and I do want to have this thing, and not just with the food, but with, like, my emotional stability. And, you know, it says that we will only by fully disclosing ourselves and problems. And that's what I do. Like, I go to my sponsor in the program for my emotional nature that is making me crazy. And the food is down, but, you know, life is fully in session. And today I have tools to be free and a God that gets me through. And I do have freedom. Like, I don't even think, I forgot yesterday that it was 4th of July today. And it was like, it's just not, I'm not stressed out about holidays anymore and time with family, and it really is just about like being together with family. And I'm just grateful to be part of this program and to have the support of the fellowship and people that I can be completely honest with, and a God that helps me change one day at a time. So I definitely want, you know, I see people that I want what they have. Like, I want emotional stability and to not let my feathers get ruffled so much. And so I'm just going to continue to, you know, talk to people about my issues and rely on God to help me be better tomorrow or today. All right. I hope you all have a great day, and thanks for letting me share.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Abby D from Michigan. Liz E, you're up next, followed by Vanessa G.
Good afternoon. I think it's up. Oh, good morning. I'm Liz E for Elegant, recovered compulsive overeater in Bristol, Southwest England. Thank you to everybody for their service and everybody who's on this line. And if you haven't done *1, just do it. I'm not sure what I'm going to say. God's going to help me, give me some words. Yes, I am one of them too. I must have this thing. And certainly for me, one of the ways that I found out that I must have this thing is coming to these particular meetings and meeting you. I've been in the rooms for a good number of years beforehand, but I hadn't really heard proper recovery. And coming into rooms and hearing recovery is so, so important, and hearing recovered people talking, because I then went, I want that. I need that. That's what it looks like, because recovered people talk about what it is and the characteristics of what recovery is. And I wanted that. I wanted the sanity. I wanted the freedom. I wanted the relationship with God and higher power. And for me, it's the role modeling that you all did for me on the line, that sharing about being recovered and that I could hear it, smell it, taste it. And I was desperately in need, and I'm still desperately in need today, because every day is day one, and I start day one, and it's only by fully disclosing ourselves and our problems. And for me, this has been the most amazing journey of self-awareness about who am I? What is it that I do that messes up my life, messes up other people's life? What do I do to press the effort button that pushes people away? And by working this program, I've been able to see those things. And those are my character defects. Those are the things, the behaviors that I adopt. Anyway, I'll leave it there. Thanks a million, everybody, for listening, and take care. Have a beautiful day. Happy 4th of July. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Liz E. from the UK. Vanessa G., you're next, followed by Matt J.F.
Good morning. It's Vanessa G., recovered in New Mexico. I am really just so grateful for this chat as a solution. You know, the first time I got my hands on a big book, I did the same thing that I always do almost with any type of book, and particularly any type of textbook. I sort of thumbed through it, and I found this chapter that said there is a solution. And I went straight to that chapter, and it's the first chapter I ever read. And at the end of this chapter, it says, yes, I am one of them too. I must have this thing. I think that's a moment of clarity for me when I finally, fully accept my disease, my powerlessness, my inability to control my eating behavior and my eating period. The two paragraphs yesterday that we read, both of them talked about clear-cut directions and clear-cut ideas. And I think that it is important for me to know that I have, that there's an end to this, that there is a solution, in order for me to really hear those clear-cut directions and those clear-cut ideas. I have to be persuaded. I have to be shown that there is something at the end of the tunnel. Otherwise, I can't fully accept the disease. I can't fully accept my powerlessness. It goes on the next chapter. When we get into the next chapter, when I read about the next chapter, I think that at that point I was able to accept the mental illness part of this disease, my inability to think straight as far as food and food behaviors were concerned. But it was only because I had been presented with a solution, only because you fellows here on this line gave me clear-cut directions and clear-cut ideas of what had happened to you. It wasn't until I found you, people who had been in the same boat as I had, that I was able to fully embrace this solution. I had the big book and tried to live by it for many years, but I did not have people around me that could show me exactly what had happened in their lives and the solution that had come to them. And thank God I found you. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much. I'll go.
Oh, well, thank you, Vanessa G. Perfect timing. Vanessa G's from New Mexico. Next, we have Matt J.F. from Illinois. And we may have a minute left afterwards for you, Judith. We'll see how it goes. You're up, Matt.
Thank you so much. I'll try and keep it to 2 minutes. I'm Matt J.F. I live in Illinois. I'm gratefully recovered, abstinent for more than 5 years now, and that is absolutely a miracle to me. What feels important to say is the stories in the back of the book, it took me a long time to sort of understand one of the ways in which they have value, which is just, it's sort of the same reason why it's important, why I see it as important to come to meetings and share experience, strength, and hope. It normalizes things that fill me with shame. And but it's not a checklist, right? I don't need to read any of it and identify with a single word and think, oh, it sounds just like me. You know, that's not the requirement for membership. The requirement for membership is the desire to stop eating compulsively. And what that means is, for me, there are some foods that once I start, I can't stop, and I can't stop from starting. There are some food-related behaviors that once I start, I can't stop, and I can't stop from starting. That's it. Like that, it's pretty simple. And I'm not someone like who has really interesting, you know, dramatic stories to share about eating. I mean, I ate my way up to almost 400 pounds, and I'm 5'8", but you know, that's not like it was pretty prosaic. It took a long time. I can't think of a single really interesting story to tell. And, you know, honestly, when I came to this program, I was listening to an OA Big Book Step study spitefully. I needed to listen for work. I needed to listen to a Big Book Step study, but like for AA. And when the search results presented me with that option first, because it was from Google and Google knows me well, I was really like, that's insulting. I'm not one of those people. I'd said out loud that I thought this program was BS. And the reason was I knew that step one was, and I'm not one of those people. Go F yourself. I had said that out loud to someone in 12-step recovery in AA, and I believed in AA. I just didn't believe in this. And when I was listening, the guy was qualifying, telling his story, and I was not only not identifying, I was so grossed out that it was like I needed to I was about to turn it off because I was driving a rental car, and I thought, I don't want to puke in this rental car. And then he said, for me, there are some foods that once I start, I can't stop, and I can't stop from starting. And that was the moment. So don't worry if you don't identify. If that's true for you, maybe you qualify. And it is important to share our stories because that's what enables people to feel safe sharing theirs. With that, I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Matt, JF from Illinois. And Judith, you've got 1 minute if you'd like to take a minute share. Judith B. from the UK, you still there? Press star 1 to unmute.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now, Judith. You got about 1 minute, please.
Right. Okay. I'm Judith B. from the UK, grateful, recovering, compulsive overeater. And I just wanted to say ditto to what everybody else has said. And basically to say that I didn't identify with Bill W. when I first came in the rooms. And I needed the stories because of two things. One is because when you speak, I know you know where I've been. And where I've been wasn't pretty. And when you're honest, that gives me the freedom to be honest in return. And when I'm honest, I come out of the river of denial. And on that note.
Judith, are you still there? Sorry, didn't hear if you're
I said I passed.
Oh, sorry, Judith. Thank you so much. Thanks for your share, Judith B. from the UK. Perfect
Thank
timing.
You.
We will now close the meeting with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Callie L., will you please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
I will. Good morning, everybody. Thank you. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.